Welcome to the Curate Your Life podcast with Temetria, where we focus on curating the life you've been dreaming of, one goal at a time. Hey y'all, so we are in the process of doing a series of podcasts on self-care. So today in our series on self-care, we're going to be talking about your environment and how curating your environment is a form of self-care. So I want to read you the definition of environment, and then we'll talk about why I think that is a form of self-care. So the definition for environment is the aggregate of surrounding things, conditions, or influences, the social and cultural forces that shape the life of a person or a population. And then there's a definition around ecology, the air, water, minerals, organisms, and all other external factors surrounding and affecting a given organism at any time. So your environment, and I know you know this, but I want you to think about it. Your environment is everything around you. It's the people, it's the air you breathe, it's the chair you're sitting on, the plants, it's everything. And your environment has an influence on you. And so curating that environment or creating an environment that is pleasing to you, that is healthy, that is nurturing to you, is a form of self-care. And today I really want to talk about the physical environment of your home and how important that is in your mental health and your mental well-being. So just think about how you would feel in these two situations. You're sitting in a room, let's say it's your living room, and it is full of stuff. There are clothes on the floor. There are papers and magazines scattered. There are empty fast food cups around. There is dust, a layer of dust on everything. And there's just stuff. There's shoes thrown on the floor. And you're sitting there. How do you think you feel in that environment versus you're sitting in your living room and it's clean and things are where they're supposed to be? Maybe you have flowers on the coffee table. Maybe you have your favorite books on the coffee table. You have a comfortable chair and you have a pretty view out your window. How do you think you would feel in that space, in that environment? In one, I'm gonna bet more than likely you feel tense and you feel heavy and you feel pressure of looking around thinking that you should do something about that situation, right? I call it living in a to-do list. Like when you are in an environment like that and you're looking around your home, it is a list of to-dos. Dust, clean, declutter. It's a list of things that you need to do. Versus when you're sitting in the other room where everything's where it's supposed to be and things are clean, it's a place where you can decompress and where you can maybe just sit and think or sit and read or sit and enjoy the company of friends and loved ones. So that's why your environment is so important. It influences how you feel, what you are able to do. Think about your closet and Monday morning when you're getting ready to go to work. If your closet is organized and things are hung or folded and put where you can see them, you can easily walk in there and see what you have available to you to put on to go out to work or to go to a party or to go work out. You know where things are, as opposed to walking into a closet where things are shoved and the clean clothes are mixed with the dirty clothes and things are falling behind shelves and things like that. And you're looking for the black pair of pants that you want to wear to work. And the ones that you grab are 6 years old and they have holes in them. That causes you to start your day with stress and maybe even to be late. Whereas walking into an organized closet and grabbing pants that you know fit and are cleaned and pressed and ready to go will give you confidence, will at the very least make you feel like you are an adult with your life together, right? So taking care of your environment, creating an environment that works for you, and maybe you're okay with clutter, maybe dust is not important to you, but if you have an environment that works for you, then you can be the person that you need to be. Then it can be a place where you know when it all gets a little crazy outside, you can come in and be in your haven. I always say that I think your home should be your haven. That should be the one place where you feel comfortable, at ease. You can clear your mind. You can relax. You can recharge. So imagine this. Imagine after a long day of work, full of meetings, deadlines, and traffic, you walk into your home and you walk into the first scenario with things everywhere, with dust everywhere, with dishes in the sink waiting for you. How do you think you would feel walking into that scenario versus walking into a room that's neat and organized and clean and a kitchen that's ready for you to prepare dinner? In the first case, you're going to walk in and it's just going to be the what now? The now I have to face this on top of everything else. In the second case, you walk into your retreat, right? Your personal retreat, your haven. And I know I use that word a lot, haven, but think about it. That's what you want your home to be. You want it to be your haven, your little cocoon from the rest of the world. But if you walk into that cocoon and it's chaos, then you don't have a place where you get any relief. And that's what I think your home should be, a place for relief and rejuvenation and relaxation and fun and joy and laughter, the place where you can go and let it all go. It could be the place where you can ugly cry, all of the things, but it should be a place, I think, that wraps you up and makes you feel like you know everything is going to be okay. Like that's the place where you feel surrounded by love. And I will tell you, I live alone and I have that. I have created that. So it does not have to be that it's full of kids and a dog and people running around and that's fantastic. But you can absolutely create a home that wraps you up and that you feel love and warmth in, even when you live alone. That's what I think a home should be. So if your home is that, and it doesn't have to look like the picture that I paint, right? Because there are different aesthetics. People need different things. People like different things. Somebody may like a house full of plants, and that may make them feel great. I have one. Somebody may like to have pictures of their family all over. Somebody else may like to have art on the walls. Somebody may like to have bare walls. So it's what is important to you, what will bring you a sense of awe when you look around, when you can sit in a space or be in a space and feel like it adds to you, like it nourishes you, and not like it depletes you and it's heavy and it's, again, something else that you have to do. It makes a difference to your mental well-being. We can play out the same scenario in your bedroom. If you have a cluttered bedroom that's a mess, Are you going to be able to rest in there? Are you going to be able to make love in there? Are you going to be able to be who you need to be in that bedroom? Or are you going to be worried about all of the stuff that's in there and having to push a pile of clothes to find a space to lay down in, or losing your jewelry in the clutter? So it's either an environment that feeds you or depletes you. And I mean, we can go through the house room by room and play out the scenario, right? A kitchen that's a mess is going to be a harder place to make nourishing meals than a kitchen that's organized and clean. And it goes beyond having a clean, tidy house, right? Because that's subjective. And that may not be important to you. That may not be important to everybody. But the important part is to make sure that the space that you're occupying, the home that you live in, even if it's just a room somewhere, welcomes you, holds you, makes you feel safe, is a place where you can take a deep breath and let it all go. Let the world fade away. And you can just be a place where you can rejuvenate yourself. So I want to share a few ways where I think you can start. If your home is not where you want it to be, and if it's not what you want it to be, if it's not a place that makes you feel wrapped up in a cocoon, like I've been talking about, you can start to take the steps that will create that. And if you look around and you're like, it's too much, it's overwhelming, I say take it one space, one day, 1 hour at a time. And that can be your self-care, creating a space that is your haven. If you look around and it is all too much for you, carve out one place where you can be, where you can relax, where you can rejuvenate and find the energy for the rest of life. Start with your bed. Even if the rest of your room is a wreck, I would say swoosh everything off your bed, put on your best sheets, and fluff your pillows, and that can be your one space where you know, where you can at least get a good night's rest and rejuvenate yourself. And then in the morning, you wake up and you make that bed and you put your pillows on, or you make it as pretty as possible. And you can at least, if you need to put on blinders and look at that one space, then you have that one space. And so then maybe the next thing is you clear the floor. And you clear everything off the floor so you have a path to that bed. And then you clear the dresser and you clear the nightstands. Just step by step, you create a room. So then you have one space, one room in your home where you know that's your haven. You have one room in your home that can be your mini retreat. And then you can move on to the next room. And step by step by step, you can get there. So, but say maybe it's not that dramatic, right? Your house is fine, but you don't think it's a haven. You don't think it's everything that you want it to be. Look around and ask yourself, what can I bring in, or what do I need to get rid of that will make this more appealing to me, more of a haven, more of what I want it to be? And just start to create the vision of what your haven looks like. And the reason that I think this is self-care, because it's a place where you spend a lot of time. It's your home base. If your home base is just a place where you can relax and rejuvenate in and be restored, that's where self-care starts. But if it's a place that you don't even want to be because it's such a wreck, that's not caring for yourself. It's going to be hard for you to think about other ways to take care of yourself if you can't even just be in your home. Like, you're not going to care about a manicure or a pedicure, right? So think about that. Look around and see how you can begin to make your home your haven, and how doing that is caring, really caring for yourself. And we will continue the conversations on self-care. in our next episode. If you have something that you think is self-care or you want to talk about as a form of self-care, or if you have questions, please feel free to send me an email at info@coachtemetria.com, or you can come over and find me on Instagram at Coach Temetria. I would love to continue this conversation. You can also come and join the Curate Your Life Facebook group. That's a group of like-minded women who are focused on creating lives that they love. And if you want to have a one-on-one conversation with me, you're always welcome to schedule a consultation. Until next time.